Podcast Ranger.
Come on, fuck, suck my dick, Cell! Piece of shit!
Cell's not here.
Fuck you, Goku! Yes! Oh, sorry, are we recording?
Yes.
I was too much into playing Dragon Ball FighterZ out right now.
That was obvious.
Lane, now that you got your hands all warmed up, do you want me to turn on the PS4 now?
How about we turn it off since you actually did turn it on?
Okay, I'll go turn it off. Just
that's right. I care more about my power consumption in this house than the joke.
And I'm here too.
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger!
Woo!
Hi. I play video games very intensely.
Yeah. Here in the studio, we have myself, Pink and Yellow Casters.
That's Ultra Yellow Caster.
That's Night Lane, motherfucker!
Clearly, I don't care.
It clearly,
wow!
It clearly,
you changed yourself to fucking Ichi the Zeal Stark, I wouldn't be like, oh, we're still doing this, Ichi? We still doing this?
You know what the difference is?
I didn't! He should.
No, he shouldn't.
And also joining us over Discord is not only our good friend Dreamcaster, but also our friend Blaze, Mr. Spellcaster.
And we've got a new recruit!
What?!
Yo, what's up, guys? Stagecaster, Thespian.
Well, it's better than Starcaster.
Let's not do that. Or, Stagecaster, or as I like to call him in our Discord chats, the Spaincaster.
The Spaniard.
Well, it looks like that Gundam in the chat has just said shots have been fired.
Yeah, PS4 is still on.
I fucking hate you.
I tried!
Sorry, what was
that? My thoughts got mixed together by accident, and I was going to ask, you're from Spain, and also say, that Gundam has four arms, and I was just going to say, you have four arms.
I do have four arms.
Okay, is that Ben one alien from Ben 10?
I mean, didn't you hear that, like, recently Spain got, like, a huge evolution in their country, and so now they have four arms? Everyone knew that.
Everyone in Spain is General Grievous now.
So Spain is a Pokemon?
No, they're all Machamps.
General Grievous from Pokemon? What?
Sure.
Well, no, they've evolved into people in Spain have now evolved into a Goro from Mortal Kombat.
they've evolved into the forearm.
So they just go around raising their arms as high as they can, just going, roar!
Because after all, everyone knows that Goro is Spanish for four arms.
Those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
I already need a drink after this bullshit.
I have no effing clue what's happening right now.
Oh, I love that line.
Well, there's a scene in a Mortal Kombat movie where, like, Goro crushes Johnny Cage's sunglasses, and then he, like, punches him in the dick, and then he's like, those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
He says the line before he punches him in the dick.
Whatever.
I think I just blocked that whole movie out of my mind.
It's a good movie, though.
Why would you buy $400 sunglasses?
Wait, just sunglasses. So you're saying you cock-blocked that movie?
No, I do remember the one line from the second movie, though.
How about the third line where we talk about the news?
I'm sorry, I...
Sure.
What's news?
I don't know what the news is, but I'm sure it's good.
If you scroll up in the chat, you'll see all the links.
I just remember Emily's dream about fucking DuckTales and just, like, lifting the bookcase. Now you must die!
Ultra
Anchor.
Duck was gonna murder Scrooge McDuck with a bookcase.
Well, while I was
Emily,
editing
wait,
this.
Wait, so you're saying you had a dream about someone being damaged by a bookcase?
Yes.
So you prophesized what happened to Redcaster this week.
This was like 3 weeks ago.
Holy crap, it was a bookcase?
No, it was, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was some sort of bookshelving type deal. Anyways.
Redcaster's fine.
He's
don't
fine.
Worry.
That's why the place where I put my spell books hasn't come in yet.
First story!
Alright, it's been 5 minutes and we haven't told a single news story. Let's get on with
God
it.
God damn. Let's make it ten. No memes at the dinner table, young man! Oh, sorry, I didn't get to yet. Do you know Dewey?
Fuck you!
Let's talk about news, my brothers!
Kamen Rider Build's side drama to come out with the Blu-ray collections has been announced.
Yeah, and it's a fucking Night Rogue focused story, motherfuckers. Yes. My boy Gento.
So it's just called Rogue. My immediate thought.
Oh.
Yeah.
just took the title and just, like, put a picture of Rogue from X-Men. And I'm like, no, you should have put, like, Night Rogue's head on it or something.
No.
Yeah. But
I said this to Lane. I remember they translated, like, before they knew Night Rogue's name, they called him Batman.
Yep.
I didn't know they meant that literally.
Yeah, it's the Batman.
Man dressed as a bat.
They released a 30-second trailer, and
It's bloody.
So, like, pretty much this is gonna, like, I guess establish more of, like, Night Rogue's origins and, like, how Gintoku became Night Rogue
in the first place. It's a 3-episode series depicting the rise of Night Rogue. It's being written by Yoshimasa Akamatsu, who did the 2015 Corpse Party, and it's being helmed by Shogo Muto, who is the writer for Build. And the synopsis of the series is as follows. 3 years ago, Gintoku Himuro, head of the Toto Institute of Advanced Matter Physics, tries to convince his old friend and Toto Prime Minister aide, Koji Hote, that Toto needs to strengthen their military in order to face the threat Hokuto and Saito represent. Hote, however, does not listen. It is then that Gintoku is made aware of a certain researcher, which is probably Katsuragi.
Yeah, so this is probably the origin of Faust. So.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
I would have rather preferred this.
Wait, then why isn't it called Faust?
Because it's about him, not
I really would have preferred if this was like a B-cinema. That would have been awesome.
Something interesting to note, the Rogue text is in purple.
Yep, so that kind of hints at something. Ooh.
There's been a lot of debate on the identity of an upcoming thing, and this sort of points back to where the original theory was.
Gar doesn't need to know, because he's trying not to spoil himself.
I mean, it could also be that it's hard to do black on black.
True.
Back in black.
Yeah. Could have been black and yellow.
Could have been dark gray.
Well, then again, he also is partially brown.
Yellow, black, yellow, black.
Brown would have looked weird.
Ooh, black and yellow.
Okay, let's change it up.
Gonna slide on by, ignoring all those jokes. Next! Actually, wait. So this is coming up with the Build Volume 1 Blu-ray.
Doverest.
Which is being released March 28th for the price of 19,800 yen plus tax.
Yep, as expensive as Japanese Blu-rays usually are.
But is it more expensive, though, Lane, than the Ice Looker?
Oh my god. Yeah, so you know in, like, you know Ultra 7's little blade thing he has in his head, Ichi? So they're selling a replica of that. $540!
You too can look like Kid Muscle.
You too can understand what Lane and I are talking about in Ultra Ranger, episode 28.
Yeah, I made a joke that, like, oh, someone probably who really loves Ultra 7 will just buy it, take it to a hospital, and get it grafted onto their head.
Yeah. For that price, they should probably actually have it make you an Ultraman.
Yeah, right?
Speaking of Ultramans, I have a vinyl. I got my new Jeed vinyl figure.
He said while waggling it at the microphone.
You got Royal Mega Master.
It's just like you put it on your head and then it just like the flash ring and it just like pops the suit out.
Ooh.
I just love how you were waggling the figure at the microphone like that was somehow going to get picked up.
You wouldn't believe the things I do
the microphone.
On Ultra Ranger.
Oh, I would. I would believe everything.
You wouldn't believe everything Lane and I do on Ultra Ranger, where sometimes it will go quiet, and I'm like, oh yeah, we're doing something.
You will not believe your eyes of 10 million Ultra guys.
Not clickbait.
What of the world as I fell asleep?
I'm just going to post memes in the audience chat.
No.
Yes. Wow, Ichi's sour tonight.
It's been almost 10 minutes and we've gotten through one.
Okay, let's go to the next story. Colorado, fucking Night Rogue story. I'm excited.
I ate 6 brownies tonight because I'm terrible.
Holy shit, that's amazing. Good job.
And ever since then, I've been laughing at everything like a moron.
Wait.
What?
Wait,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Space Squad 2? What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what? Confirmed.
What the fuck?
Focus.
Filming has started for Space Squad 2. A passerby snapped a picture of the Galactic Union logo plastered on a wall inside of a building.
And the best part about this is, my fucking boy Shiner's coming back! So, woo!
The blogs and Twitter accounts have been updated with a selfie pic containing Hiroaki Iwanaga, who's Shider, Yuma Ishigaki, who is Geki, aka Gavan Type G, as well as Yosuke Kishi, which is Stinger, Sasori Orange, which means he's going to be part of that.
That picture, he looks just as interested as he does in Key Ranger.
Right? He's just staying in
with
character.
With his nod.
He's just staying in character.
Oh, I can't wait for like, fucking Shider, man.
You can tell he's smiling, but, like, can you?
It's like Schroeder's smile.
I wonder if he's going to be speaking very quietly like he always does in the show.
No, he's going to be singing.
It's Wolfen
time!
He's going to be singing and stinging.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Is that what his album's going to be called?
Episode of Singer? Yeah.
Episode of Singer?
Oh, trust me, I not only made that joke forever ago, I've got a cavalcade of them for you tonight.
Okay. Sting like a scorpion, sing like an angel.
Oh, God.
Next! The actress who played Shinken Pink, Rin Takanashi, is actually getting married this time. As opposed to the fake marriage in Shinkenger.
It's a party in the Shiva clan!
Congratulations.
She posted this announcement on her Instagram today. She is married to Japanese football player Tomoaki Makino, who plays for the Urawa Reds.
Urawa!
I guess in the words of Beltzon, happy marriage.
Tomoaki in Shinken Pink!
She better get married in the Shinken Pink costume.
Just the Super Samurai armor is, like...
She better be Shinken Pink, and the football player better be in his football uniform.
And if anything, she better also cater the entire wedding, because, you know, she's horrible at cooking.
He's on a football team called the Urawa Reds? I've got it. He needs to just show up dressed as Pachiren Ichigo. You know, the red football player.
He's a football player now?
I know, but they look like football players.
You look like a football player.
What?
No, you.
You heard me.
Okay, children, let's all settle down.
No, I hate football. I'm a golfer.
I mean, me too, on both counts. I'm still saying that the Power Ranger suits look like football players.
Uh-huh.
That's the joke.
I love how I broke Emily by just being like, I don't like football. I'm a golfer.
Donald Trump and...
The golf is the genetic opposite of football or something.
Yeah, it is.
Face core in our chat is like, is. Play golf with your feet like a real golfer.
You can take down Donald Trump in 3 swings.
I see you use a club. Is there something wrong with your feet?
Nothing will ever beat Robin Williams. And golf is the most interesting sport ever. You whack the ball, get in the cart.
Golf is only interesting when there's a hole in one.
Hey, I actually like golf. I'm just not a player.
The ball is rolling.
Are you?
The ball is rolling.
Speaking of someone using balls and being a player... Japanese music producer Tetsuya Komuro has retired due to a scandal.
Ooh.
Ah, shit.
This is one of the members of Pandora who produced the opening theme song for Build.
Oh, awkward.
I guess he just couldn't stand being the one.
He can't be the one anymore.
Do it.
Yeah, I guess his wife just couldn't be the one for him.
His wife wasn't the one, yeah.
It'd be funny if they, like Toei takes down Be the One and re-releases it with, like, only half of Pandora, like the other half that's still around.
Well, I don't know.
They take out this guy's, like, you know, parts of the song.
I don't know if this is one of the guys who sang it, but
he didn't sing it. Pandora's like a DJ band.
Yeah.
So I do recognize him.
So according to an article written by the Japanese magazine Weekly Bunshu, Komuro was having an affair with a nurse. They were spotted by one of the Weekly Bunshu journalists leaving the nurse's home in December, and was again spotted leaving a hotel on January 5th.
It was Poppy!
From Komuro's statement, he met the nurse during his treatment of hepatitis C, which he was suffering from in 2013.
Oh, I'm sorry, what? Can you repeat that again?
Apparently he was suffering from hepatitis C in 2013, and that's where he met this nurse. And he also revealed that he was suffering from... He was suffering from tinnitus, and told the press that he is now retiring from the music industry.
He
kind of pulled a Kevin Spacey. He's like, I did this, I did this, I am now have this, and now I am retiring.
Illness plus illness equals retirement.
No, illness leads to meeting nurse, which leads to scandal, affair with nurse, which leads to retiring.
And oh, wait, someone said it was Poppy? No, Sure. Silly.
So, apparently, the status of many of his projects are currently unknown, which includes his attendance in the upcoming Cho Eusai Kamen Rider Super Sentai 2018 event, as well as Pandora's mini-album.
Owie.
Sounds like there's a Skyhole disaster in the music industry.
Cho Eusai?
Cho Eusai.
Okay,
we fucked a nurse.
I wonder if they'll make a boy.
Cars is like.
There's one the doctor joke is you have to.
The last line in the full version of "Be the One" sounds like they're saying, "We'll make a boy."
It's like I think we'll make a way.
Yeah, probably.
I saw someone like change like subtitle it as "Will May Go By."
I think that if
which is just confusing.
If it is "Will Make a Boy," then it should be the theme song of Monster Factory.
I thought it was always saying "Will Make You Fly."
Yeah, right over that wall.
with the goofy scream, just.
I kind of love the English. Second verse would be the one. Don't listen to Francis.
Yeah. Oh no. What's
okay, who is fidgeting around with their fucking shit?
May have been me, sorry. My cat wanted to leave.
Bless!
Okay. Since it's a cat, I'll let it slide.
Night Lane is unhappy.
Next.
So we got a fucking arrest, Power Rangers actor on house arrest following guilty indecent assault plea, and it's fucking
Emperor
G,
Grum.
G from fucking Samurai. Power Rangers Samurai.
I mean,
but yes,
Emperor Grum from
sure.
SPD.
But yes, but he's also was G and
worst mentor ever.
So no. after first denying the accusations lobbied against him, actor Rene Naufahu, I'm probably pronouncing that
just
wrong.
Emperor Grum.
Pled guilty to no less than 6 charges of indecent assault late last year.
Christ.
Fans of him may know him as Grum in SPD or the mentor in Samurai. For a period of 3 years, he would invite young female students for private sessions where various acts were committed against these women, described as push-pull or let-me-in-let-me-out exercises.
Hang on.
Apparently this is what was advertised, and this is what they came in for, and then it got worse from there.
Hang on.
I don't want to know what he meant by letting...
He got caught late last year.
Yeah, and this was going on for 3 years.
So 2017.
Yeah.
For 3 years. Okay, so let's see here. 2017, 2016, okay, he wasn't doing this during Samurai. Because I just... Could you imagine if this was happening during the filming of Samurai?
Oh no, then Samurai, with its high production value and being loved by all the fans, would have been completely ruined.
I mean, yeah.
It wasn't Overdrive.
Well, Overdrive's problem is
I guess you could say that Grum was scum.
You could say justice is served.
You could say he was an asshole.
No yeah. one got my reference.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
What? At the end of SPD, when Grum is captured, Kruger picks up the card. Justice is served.
I mean, okay, but that line is so generic, it could have been from anything.
Yeah, I was thinking of the line, now they match.
Where did that quote come from? My brain!
Sure.
Anyway, that's a thing that's happening.
Well, good luck with him.
I won't go into more details, because whatever.
On to another thing that's happening.
On to some less depressing news. The Kamen Rider X-Aid True Ending Movie Blu-ray and the Kamen Rider Kiva Blu-rays have debuted. The True Ending Collector's Pack debuted at number 6, selling a total of 4,862 copies. And the Kiva Blu-ray box debuted at number 24, selling 1,008 copies.
Damn.
Poor Kiva.
Covers look so beautiful.
The box arts look really good.
I also like
Jewish Japan.
I also like with the TV show Blu-ray box sets. There's a little description of the show.
That's not a description. Those are credits. Cool.
No. That's the act. Like, that is the premise of the show.
Oh yeah, I can see that. In 1986, Vanguard or whatever.
Yeah.
Now I'm just imagining, it's just Japanese credits. It's both a synopsis and the credits.
Yeah.
Collector's pack. What the fuck's a collector's pack?
In 1986, the Fangire writer known as something.
Yeah.
God, starring. Rocks that bike, man.
Yep. Too bad he barely uses it.
Yep.
Yeah, much like how Ixa never used that crane thing.
The brawn booster.
Yeah.
No. The brawn booster was Kiva's bike power up. Ixa's bike was the Ixalion, which he barely used, and the crane thing that you're thinking of is the powered Ixer, which he only used about twice.
And a rider doesn't use their bikes. Finally, what?
You gotta say it with me.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Oh what, yeah, Kiva? Mr. Fucking Sentai and Ultraman Encyclopedia. I get to be fucking the book smarts guy about some series. And Kiva was my first love when it comes to Kamen Rider.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
At least you have the courage to admit it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next.
Where did this go?
My glass is empty.
My glass.
Let's move on.
Kamen Rider Build, raising the hazard level, the 7 best matches.
What the fuck is this shit?
YouTube spinoff.
So they're showing off like new best matches. So one of that's Motorcycle Shark.
It's Sonic Bike.
Sonic Bike.
Bike Shark.
Meet Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic Bike and Knuckles.
The trailer went out. This is going to be a spinoff where Build uses some of the full bottle best matches found in Hokuto and Saito, as well as some from Toto. It featured a bunch of ones that we've talked about in magazine scans, and the one featured in the thumbnail that we're looking at here is Same Bike, which is shark and motorcycle. And what's really interesting to note is the bike part is actually made of parts from the machine builder.
Yep.
Although why the buzzsaw isn't a hand weapon is beyond me.
Where do you get motorcycle and shark?
Are you saying that shark cycles have never been a thing in Toku before?
Okay.
Sharks are fast.
I'm sure there's been at least 2.
All right,
Kyle. Sharks are fast, motorcycles are fast.
I was thinking like Gow Ranger.
Gow Ranger didn't have bikes.
Didn't they? Or no. Maybe I'm thinking of...
No, that was just a Wild Force thing.
Oh, yeah, Wild Force is what I'm thinking of.
Because in Gow Ranger, you literally just chase after monsters with their... magical
Anyways,
animal abilities.
There were a bunch of other ones shown, like Kujira Jet, Tora UFO,
fucking Mafa Wolf Hazard.
Yeah,
It looks like the UFO thing is just basically Octopus, but for the left side of his body, or left arm.
There's a shark cycle. Beautiful.
Put that in, Anthony.
It's a motor shark.
Boxo Shark.
Boxo Break.
Also spotted in the trailer for the spinoff was the Nebula Steam Gun.
The what?
It's a thing that we talked about.
Okay.
Those who know what it is, know what it is. Yeah. So, maybe things happening. Next.
It's colorful.
We have... They're releasing dog tags for the Hokuto mercenaries, including Grease and the Sanbagarasu. Ah. So, according to the dog tags, Akaba's real name is Masaru Oyama. Aoba, the stag, his real name is Tsuya Aikawa. And apparently Kiba, the owl smash's name, is Tsukichi Aohara. But what's really interesting is there is an additional tag, one that is of a character that has not been known yet, with the name Masugu Ubukata. Which means potential fourth member of the Hokuto Sanmagarasu.
That's cool.
And thus they become the Fantastic Four.
That's it, no more.
The Fantastic Smash, you mean?
No.
The Smashtastic Four. Yeah.
The
Smashtastic Four.
And then also in this set is a tag for Sawatari Kazumi himself, which has a code number of 9071010080. Which is a reference, if you decode the characters, it spells out his actor's name, Kohei Takeda, which is also a reference for him playing Kamen Rider Ixa 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, I just remembered. I saw a picture someone made. The requirements for using the Splash Driver, you have to have a driver that says, wake up.
Wake up! That's true, because Otoya did it. with Darkiva and Banjo did it with, you know, Cross Dragon. So both of their previous drivers say wake up.
Next news story.
Uchu Sentai Q-Ranger audio drama announced.
For fuck's sake.
Well, shit.
My god.
So, apparently the plot of this drama is Spada's younger sister is appearing in a play, and he heads to Planet Wig to see it.
Is his sister colorblind?
Planet Wig?
Maybe she's bald.
Something to do with a stage, a play.
It better just be just hair.
Hey, can we actually review this, since it has something to do with a play?
I mean, we did the mock drama, so I don't see why not, as long as someone subs it.
Planet Wig is where the Kamendo Kikutama came from.
Lucky, Naga, Raptor, and Sho all come along. However, all the artists on the planet have been kidnapped by the art-hating Daikon Chuen Shachu. The Q-Rangers decide to replace the artists in order to save them.
That
sounds pretty dangerous if Chuen shot them.
The CD will be released on January 26th. But that was yesterday.
But that's today.
That's my one God. More. Duh.
But that was yesterday.
And the price for that will be 3240 yen on the Animate Online shop. So hopefully someone will sub that and we'll talk about it if so.
Better. Yeah.
But exactly. Is it
going to come back?
But the more important question is, can I fire you out of the cannon?
No, you have to fire. Fire someone out of a cannon, that'd be awesome.
Oh, no, you need two hands.
I liked Noble's joke with, like, the 60 cannon best matches. So
yeah.
Cannon. Like, fuck you!
I don't think those best matches will be cannon.
Instead of best matches, let's talk about best watches.
Uh-oh.
The new Q-Ranger Epson Smart Canvas watch has been announced.
How much is this one?
Isn't it like
$200? 31,320 yen, so that's well over 300 Dara.
God damn.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, that's just enough to afford, like, anything else.
They're really cool, though.
They display graphics on a liquid crystal screen and contain different rotating images which change based on the day and time. This model contains more than 70 Q-Ranger graphics as well as other Sentai team images. There are also special graphics for certain days, such as the air date of the first Sentai show, which is April 5th.
It'd be cool if, like, depending on what time it was, it had a different Q-Ranger. Like, if it was one, it had...
Right? Especially Lucky. Since there's 12 of them.
Yeah, Lucky Stinger.
Go. It is now Lucky O'Clock.
It's now Lucky O'Clock. Yoshilucky!
The time is now Legendary.
It's hi-ho-o.
It's...
happens this week.
My joke wasn't going to work.
This Q-Ranger watch comes with two different band options, one vocal and one instrumental.
I was waiting for that.
One featuring chibi...
Big time! Koguma O'Clock!
One featuring chibi art of the Q-Rangers on a star field, and the other of a compilation of chibi Red Rangers. The watch is available to pre-order on Premium Bandai and will be released in March. Well, cute. Sure. Next.
I see what you did there.
We have some nice images and character names for our upcoming Sentai heroes. I don't think we've actually talked about their character names, so I wanted to mention
this. Yeah, we did.
Well, I think one of them, or maybe two of them.
We talked about
their actor names.
Press conference.
We talked about their actor names. Well, I'm just going to run through this real quick. Lupin Red, his name is Kairi Yano. His name is Kairi.
How is that spelled?
That reference I'm supposed to get.
Walk away, you don't hear me say.
Simple and clean.
Steal your heart? There's no way you're taking Kairi's heart.
Don't talk about Kingdom Hearts, I'll nerd out.
Lupin Blue's character name is Tolma Yoimachi.
Tolma?
Lupin Yellow's character name is Umika Hayami.
Oh my goodness.
The son of Genpachi is named Keiichiro Asaka.
The son of Genpachi? Is that what you're just going to call him the whole time?
Pretty much!
I just call him Genpachi-san.
The second coming of Genpachi.
Or Gen-san.
Genpachni.
Deny the existence of all the monsters even when he sees them.
The son of Beatbuster Magiello is Sakuya Hikawa.
It sucks that, like, so many of these characters are just, like, they look like the long-lost son of another fucking Toku character.
The long-lost...
Wait a minute.
No, those characters were never married, so they're the long-lost bastards. Could that be the title of the episode? The long-lost bastards?
One of them's a girl.
Now, okay.
Women can be bastards!
Now, if you want to be really, really complicated with this thumbnail, Ichi, I need you to take Lupin Red and put him with Oja, and then Genpachi with Genpachi's son, and then fucking Paddle Green with Beatbuster. If you want to be really...
Oh, yeah, we didn't really
you know what?
I don't think we mentioned, yeah.
You know what, the for guy shits and giggles? Got adding the Green Bastard.
No. Yeah, I don't know if we mentioned
also,
it on...
Pink also has a name.
I don't know if we mentioned it on the show, but yeah, the guy playing Lupin Red kind of looks like the son of Oja.
Oh yeah, but the Pink Ranger's name is Tsukasa.
Yeah.
So I was like,
oh!
Yeah.
The daughter of Decade!
How fucking original!
Tsukasa Myojin.
Where's my cup?
Wait a minute. Lupin Yellow looks like that one girl from Forza, the cheerleader. Forget her name.
I just forget.
Oh,
I just forget.
Oh, what?
Mew?
Mew?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it.
No, but apparently this is someone that, like, Gar's sister is, like, fucking obsessing over.
Yeah.
Lupin Yellow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she was part of Mori Musume. Then she graduated. And
maybe,
then the rumors,
maybe I'm just saying...
And then the rumors came around saying that she would be in the next Sentai.
And just so my favorite isn't left out, our boy Lupin Blue there looks like he's Makoto's older brother.
They can't all look like people.
Yes, they
can.
I'll show you my way of stealing.
To me, Pink kind of looks like Ami from Choryuger.
Wait. I got it.
Pato maybe I'm just seeing that
babies.
Now because I want the movie.
God damn it.
No.
They'll make our dreams come true. They'll catch the thieves. And... I'm gonna get you. All right, moving
love
on.
Love of babies. You can do it with anything.
And
love
now
you
let's know. Talk...
Your babies.
Fuck is that?
And now let's talk about the villains.
What the fuck is that?
So apparently the species of villain in Lupin Ranger vs. Power Ranger are called the Ganglers.
Sounds like a disease.
Ganglers.
You got a bad case of
the Ganglers.
The Ganglers. Gar.
I bet their favorite Pokemon are the Gengars.
The Gengars.
Honestly, if there's anything that makes... sorry if I'm interrupting.
No.
If there's anything that makes me think of, it's 2013 Tumblr when there were 5 million different permutations of the one slur from the Lorax movie. And they were all called Blankler. So I'm just thinking Gangler was a blog that was like, one slur is a gang member.
Gar has left the room.
Gar, come back!
Seriously though, again, Gangler sounds like some kind of disease. Like you're just
I feel like just like this should be like a gang like Douglas Douglas should be a part of, and they can call himself Gangless Gangler. This is why I wish Gar was here in the room for that. But he'll
you're
never
just, like,
hear
the
that
hospital.
Joke.
You're in the hospital sitting in a room by yourself. The doctor comes in, it's like, what is it, Doc? I'm sorry, you've got a bad case of the Ganglers.
He's got gangrene.
Gonna have to cut your dick off.
Oh,
no.
No!
You can do that the jugular, right. Juggler thing with any name you want. Like, I just realized you could do Laneless Laneler.
Laneless Laneler?!
And you could do,
Ichiless Ichiller?
The Gargulous Gargler?
Gargulous Gargler?! Emily, what have you done?
Now we need to call him that forever.
Gargulous Gargler!
No,
oh,
I'm sorry,
we're using that for Ultra Ranger.
I never intended that to be used for evil.
Captain Tube Hand, Gargulous
Gargler. It's like in our most recent recorded episode of Ultra Ranger, we just made up like a cat for Juggulous Juggler called Fluffless Fluffler.
Oh,
oh my
can't
god.
I can't stop smiling, it hurts.
Right,
hey, it's Gargulous Gargler!
I just want to go get a drink.
Okay. So what do you think of the Ganglers?
The Ganglers? Well, let's talk about them first.
Alright.
You know what? Screw it. This is the end of the story. Next.
No, we have to actually talk about them.
Alright.
Alright, so... No, we were making jokeless jokes. Jokeless jokers.
You can't make the joke because you haven't seen it. Mister, I can't make Mr. Gar jokes because I haven't seen OKKO.
Anyways, so, the three main generals of the Ganglers, the leader, which is the chap in yellow, his name is Dogranio Yabun.
Whoa.
And he is voiced by Mitsuru Miyamoto, who played the Dr. Rotwang Yans in Tiger and Bunny, and Mamoru Kodai in Space Battleship Yamato 2199.
I don't remember who that is in Tiger and Bunny.
I hope he likes video games.
Oh, is that the... Was that the doctor guy who, like, spoke really quietly, and then when, like, he was on the mic or whatever like that, he, like, spoke really, really loud?
Maybe.
Maybe that was him.
That was
This giant green disaster that is half Suica arms and half living grenade.
I like his design. he looks like a 90s action figure.
His name is Destra Majo.
Destra, I like that.
And he's voiced by Yuji Ueda, who played Brock in Pokemon.
Oh.
Okay,
Brock!
My mind filled that on its own, and I should I say? Because it's kind
yes,
of
yeah.
bad.
Sorry, go for it.
I thought for some reason you were going to say, voiced by Eugene Levy.
Listen, you Lupin Rangers and Paddle Rangers, I'm going to get you. You watch, just watch it. Don't you go stealing that stuff now, you hear?
Don't you stick your dick in that pie.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa! Oh, I get it.
Oh, he's gonna give me...
Yes! I am the Kaijin!
It's sad that it took me a moment to click it. Oh, yeah.
Go watch The Man with Eugene Levy and Samuel Jackson. It is a timeless classic.
I'm trying to think of a joke about like the monster being Brock opening his eyes.
Oh.
But I mean, the
joke is he's only got one eye.
So apparently,
yeah.
The guy that's
voiced
in the
Does he have lesser
guy,
more eyes
the
than
dubbed
Brock?
Voice for
oh.
I love last if what? She was.
Does he have less or more eyes?
Moving forward, Yuji Ueda.
I just wasn't expecting it.
Was also the voice of Horo Horo in Shaman King, for those who care.
God help us all!
And the female general.
And
I did not think there was a female.
Miss Skullbra, whose name is Gucci Lumedo.
Gucci!
Is being voiced by Ayana Taketatsu, who is Erica in Berserk.
She looks like she's like a large 3-year-old.
She does! Is it because of the pigtails?
I mean, maybe, but also, like her... Like, she's, like, has, like, this weird smile.
Oh, she was,
the pigtails and the smile, this, like, I don't know. I mean, this might just be, like, not the most flattering picture.
I think it's just the choice of words. Like, you didn't just say, like, she looks like she's still 3 or something. You know, she looks like a large 3-year-old.
I swear to God, if she speaks like a 3-year-old in the show, then...
In that costume? Good fucking lord!
Why did you say that?
She looks like she should have a voice that could be described as Cthulian.
Why does she have
killed lights?
What?
Why does she have killed lights for breasts?
I think those are like rib cages.
Oh, they're rib cages.
Because like they all have
rib
some
cages under tits.
They all have skeleton motifs. It's hard to see in these images, but the green dude has like bony feet, bony legs, and the yellow guy has kind of a bony face.
Honestly, look from like where I'm looking at him, like the yellow guy, he looks like an elephant.
A little bit.
The green guy looks like just like the bomb version of like new Ichigo arms from that ghost movie.
No, for some reason the green guy looks like just like it's took Dogold's head and just like smushed it so he only had one eye
and put it.
It
on
looks like
Chico
the eye is photoshopped on.
It looks cool though.
It looks like one of those.
Out of the three, Destra is my favorite.
It looks like one of those claw eye hands from Zelda.
The female general was also Leaf. Leafa from Sword Art Online.
Oh, cool.
I hope that leader guy is just sitting down, because if not, then he's going to be a really anti-climactic.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's sitting
boss.
In a chair.
Okay,
sure
good,
because
like, I would be
chair.
Like, if he's like that short, like that's going to be a really anti-climactic final boss.
But it will also be hilarious.
If they're just fighting against Peter Dinklage.
No, in the first trailer we saw him standing.
Okay, all good.
Right. Next.
It'd be less an anticlimactic with 19 of them.
Yeah. Anthony is just editing this and just being like, the fuck you guys. Like, the fuck.
I have shit to do.
Well, this is my last episode, everybody. See ya.
Bye.
Next, thanks to @VintageJacksBC on Twitter, we have our look at some upcoming Fisher-Price Power Rangers Imaginex toys.
I thought you were going to say thanks to Jackson.
Congratulations, Fisher-Price. You've officially gone ahead of Bandai in moving on from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Transformers, the Imaginex toys are actually freaking awesome. There was the Dragon Zord that was like an RC Dragon Zord.
Yeah, but no, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, but I saw it at like Walmart. It was nice,
yeah,
like
Power War as well.
Yeah,
RC Dragons.
Yeah, they're like $60.
These actually look pretty cool. So first image we're looking at is the black MMPR Ranger with this very nice crystal looking power axe.
I don't remember that, but sure.
And the Thunder Megazord. And then moving down, we have the Pink Ranger, the black
Megazord,
the black version of the Megazord, and the Dragon Zord battle mode attachments for it.
Cool.
And then we have Cyclopsis, the Blue Ranger, and his lances.
I don't think that's a Cyclops. He looks like he has at least three eyes.
Shh.
Power daggers.
Are we just debating the numbers of eyes thing? I don't know.
If it has only one eye, 0 out of 10.
I'm not saying
it's... When they become the Rangers, do they just put helmets on and they have eyes behind the visors, or does the visors become their eyes?
I'm not saying the name Cyclopsis is accurate. I'm just saying that's what it is.
Cyclopsis.
Yeah.
He was the final villain.
What was it originally? Was it
Witch Pandora?
I don't fucking
know. No, it was Witch Pandora's dead son. Because in the finale, it was revealed that the reason why Witch Pandora is evil is because dinosaurs killed her son. So she asked Satan to give her witch powers, and she wiped out the dinosaurs.
I feel really impolite asking this,
but then God dies Jujin, aka the Megazord, sealed her and remains away.
Yeah.
10,000 years! Which isn't even actually old enough to be around with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because, like, she clearly says it's been 10,000 years.
Anyways, next.
Actually, you know what, here's a question, though.
Although that's actually Rita Repulsa, who's a different character.
Yeah.
If Rita... is a part of the Evil Alliance of Evil.
The Evil Alliance of Evil?
Or the Alliance of Evil.
Did the two evils counteract each other?
10,000 years.
But EAOE?
I don't know. It's Greece!
Bottle change figure series for Kamen Rider Greece. Official images.
Oh, this mustard-colored goodness.
Oh, you guys don't understand. It needs to be hydromatic. Fuck, I can't remember how it actually goes.
Ultramatic?
Yeah. Why even be Grease Lightning?
Grease Lightning!
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
He looks yes. Yeah, he looks more like bronze.
Thank you. Someone who was finally going to make that joke.
Your supreme, ha, ha, meet us agree, ha, ha, Grease Rider.
Good try.
Yeah.
He looks too bronze compared to gold.
Yeah, it's like a gold Zeo Rangers situation all over again.
At least
we weren't fooled by the press photos.
You really have to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
More yellow,
thing,
that'd be
you?
Perfect.
Just like
it
all
be a percent more yellow, and that'd be
just
amazing.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
So okay, BCR10 Kamen Rider Grease. It has the gimmick where you can put the actual like jelly helmet on the back, push a button, and it springs onto his face.
That's cool.
There's a shuriken on my pizza.
It's a mini table.
Here you go.
It's where you put your pizza.
There you go, Jude.
And this
just give him a slice of pizza. And Goku's there to hang out with him.
The figure also comes with a tiny twin breaker beam mode accessory for his hand.
Oh joy! Who the fuck cares?
And
twin breaker is a shitty weapon.
And of course, this figure is obviously incompatible with the other build gimmick line figures. Despite that, it costs 3,500 yen and will be releasing February 10th. Get your greasy mitts on it.
Looking at it, the Twin Breaker is literally just like the weird combination of the Seiza Blaster and the
The bug visor.
No, it's a screwdriver and fucking ratchet. It's stupid.
Well, no, literally, it's the handle of, like, the,
no,
the bug visor.
It's a nail and faucet handles.
Sure. It has the handle of the bug visor and has made for use in your left hand. It has, like, the same button, I think, as the Sazo Blaster.
Yeah. Anyway.
It literally just, they took those two weapons and, like, they just fused them together and, like, new toy.
They fused together!
All right, it also makes chainsaw noises.
Let's go for the rest of this news.
We've talked about that. Next, speaking of Grease, apparently Kamen Rider City Wars has updated to include Kamen Rider Grease and Cross Charge for those who are interested and are still playing.
Cool. Ooh, interesting.
So, if
what was
got...
that? What was that other mobile Kamen Rider game?
Battle Rush?
Yeah. Battle Rush?
Transcend Heroes?
The fighting one.
The fighting one?
Yeah.
They all have fighting in the car.
Came out in like 2013. You and I were a part of a group of it.
Oh, that was Kamen Rider, it was something Heroes, and then
Climax
it...
Climax Heroes?
It changed to Transcend Heroes.
Storm Hero.
I forget what the first name of it, but it changed to Kamen Rider Transcend Heroes, and then the game shut down.
Yes, it was called Storm Heroes, I believe.
Storm Heroes, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. That game was fun.
Yes, it was.
If you're interested, go update your games. Next. We're getting into why I wanted you here for this now. We have our official reveal of the SH Figure Arts new Cyclone.
I need it. I need two. One for Ichigo, one for Nigo. No, I need three. One for display, one box, and one just in case.
One in the box, one in the case. So yes, Bandai Tamashii Nations have revealed their retail release plans. Initially revealed at the 2017 Tamashii Nations event. This version of the bike matches the color scheme of the previous single-pack release rather than the two-pack edition, which came with the original Rider Ichigo figure. This version has a slightly more red at the front of the bike pattern, as well as blue areas surrounding the highlights. Its price and accessories, as well as just how different it is to the original new Cyclone, is currently unconfirmed, but it's happening.
That sounds just like the old new Cyclone.
Then now it's the new Cyclone.
You know what I'm still waiting for?
The new Nintendo 3DS.
I'm waiting for Sango's.
Sangu?
Yeah, Sango's car.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
The Tricyclone?
Yeah.
That thing's awesome.
Or Ichigo's new bike, the Neo Cyclone.
Yeah. I want the Sky Cyclone.
Does Nigo have a new bike called the Knee Cyclone?
Jesus Christ, that scared me.
Technically, there's no rule that says you have to put Kamen Riders on there.
No.
Should I stop making them riders?
No, but you could put... No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, since it's a bike that's designed for figure arts, you could put any figure art on it.
You could put Ultraman on it.
Yeah, you could have Ultraman riding it. You could have...
Oh, God, Nurse vibrating!
Can you imagine the Ultraman riding through a city on a motorcycle? He'd be definitely causing more damage than the monster then.
Like, they do an absolutely incredible job with the Kamen Rider and Sentai ones, the figures. But they also do a pretty dang amazing job with the Pretty Cure ones, considering that they're not adapting live-action suits.
What?
You can open the door, Gar.
Oh.
I was trying to be covert about it, but fuck it.
Sorry about that. Let me just,
Next.
I wish someone would make, like, turn, like, the Tron on like,
one
a bike.
One second. I don't want to interrupt another story with this. I just...
What?
Because you have to remember that these are adapted from 2D.
Bussies.
Oh, yeah. Yo, yeah. Yeah, that actually is... Like, being able to turn something 2D into something 3D, it probably is really hard. That's really cool.
Are you pulling up something? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I am.
She's pulling up Pretty Cure Figure Arts.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Pretty.
It's pretty cool.
Wow, that is pink. That is fucking pink.
That is very pink. That is very yellow.
There's a lot more than that. There's multiple ones of Cure's Black and White, too.
What show is this
what
from?
I don't know. What is so, like, I find the color combo of, like, pink and yellow, like, really nice. I don't know why.
what show is that from? Those are the two main characters of Sweet Pretty Cure, Cure Rhythm and Cure Melody.
Okay.
Cool.
Their designs are kind of... I still do not know how they managed to animate their lace skirts for every episode because they're hard to draw even once. There's way too much lace on them. There's like 5 layers.
They hired like 3,000 interns.
Yeah, I'm imagining there was someone on the animation team who just did lace drawings.
All right, well, we gotta keep going because we're almost at an hour for news.
So, oh, really?
It's okay.
Sorry, I will stop memes.
Next.
No, I was the one who messed it up.
No, it was me.
Highly speculated since its announcement and confirmed on Twitter through the person who was guest relations at Power Morphicon, the Boom Studios creation Lord Drakon will be joining the Legacy 6.5 figure collection.
Yes!
I want that. I do not have any of them because I don't really want them, but I want that.
I remember losing my shit when I saw this in the comic.
Yeah. People have always wanted a fusion between Tiger and Jet Dragon, and this is perfect.
I actually thought it was Titanus because of the visor and, like, the horns.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. Titanus Ranger?
Yeah.
Yeah, there should have been one, a Titanus Ranger. We didn't get an explanation for that.
You can just headcanon Kyoryu Silver.
Well, think of it. It was already difficult to write a 6th Ranger. You think they were going to add a 7th?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they could have just done it for, like, a Versus movie or something, just made him a villain or something.
They didn't do Versus movies back then.
Oh, well, I did not know that. Excuse me.
They weren't thinking of marketing!
The whole series is about marketing!
They should reboot the series and have a 7th Ranger.
I apologize, I'm gonna get some water. Okay. You don't have to pause, I just...
Speaking of water and things that come out of it, Soul of Shogokin Dragon Caesar.
Oh boy, that looks pretty.
Oh my Caesar.
Look how shiny that is. Holy shit.
Oh, that is
shot
very
of him
cool.
As the combined Dragon Zord fighting mode. I don't know what the Japanese name is called. Gorgeous.
Better fire missiles out of its fucking fingertips.
Giant robot Deneb.
Shoot the bears.
The tail drill better spin.
So, this is priced at 17,280 yen, so probably in the area of $200 at once it hits our place.
Okay, that's not so bad.
July 2018 release date, and also, of course, combines with the soul of Shogokin Daizujin to go and form Kyokyoku Daizujin.
You know what they're going to have to release next, right?
King Brachion.
Yeah.
Titanus.
They need to release Titanus.
That seems to be the direction.
How big is that thing going to be?
Very.
I'm looking at our recording table right now.
It would be a task to fit it.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking about it, like...
And by recording table, we mean a TV tray.
If they pulled the Bandai of America and just said, fuck it, let's make it 3 times as big as it's supposed to be, then it would be much bigger.
I just love this first image that where it's like, it's roaring and it's creating some sort of like... glowy solar effect.
So lame. I guess that's what happened to Godzilla Jr. after Godzilla versus the Destroyer.
Yep, King Dragon Caesar.
He became the RoboCop.
No, for those that don't know, Dragon Caesar's kind of looks like the shot where Godzilla Jr. became a full grown Godzilla at the end of Godzilla versus the Destroyer. Okay. Same pose.
It's kind of weird seeing the Dragon Zord with his legs like fully upright. We never really saw that.
Yeah, right.
And to think, without Mechagodzilla, this would probably not be a thing.
Yep.
And to think, without the nukes dropped on Japan, Mechagodzilla
wouldn't
be
a dragon.
It's
like a dinosaur.
Yeah. They're all based on dinosaurs. Then you just have a fucking dragon.
Well, I mean, what are dragons if not winged dinosaurs?
I mean, they used to think dinosaurs were dragons.
Wait, does that mean dinosaurs
all
used
scaly.
To be around at one point?
They're all scaly lizards.
That's why Chinese dragons are, like, really long, because they found plesiosaur bones and thought that their dragons were long and skinny, and European dragons, they had found, like, triceratops and stuff,
so what
and
about,
they thought dragons were...
But you're forgetting the American dragon.
Jake Long.
It's funny how we all went.
American Dragon. Next time.
I don't know. That's better than what I was thinking.
I'd rather not go to the next story. Can we keep talking about American Dragon Jake Long?
No. Can we make American Dragon Jake Long podcast?
I'm sorry.
It wouldn't last that long.
Spotted! Okay,
let's move on.
Spotted at London Toy Fair 2018, the first image of the Legacy 6.5-inch red and blue Psycho Rangers.
Oh, they do. They look really nice.
They look nice, plotted on their backs.
Yep.
Definitely on display.
Well, this is before the actual show.
That said, these figures actually look good, and I will definitely get a Psycho Blue for myself.
Good luck getting one.
Good luck trying to fucking find these
Canada. I saw the Zio figures all one boarded, time at I'm Walmart, and then they were gone the next day.
Oh, you bet. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I still need to finish my in-space team.
Yep.
But speaking of these quickly, Bandai has confirmed that the last few figures of weight of the 8th wave, I think, will be the Thunder Rangers and the Green Samurai Ranger from Ninja Storm.
Cool.
Yay. What Bruno said before from Impure Toys about and every store it's just the girls and Dustin from Ninja Storm.
Yep.
That's true for my Walmart or Target or whatever it is. I don't remember.
Yeah,
that is not true. It's only the girls and him.
Yeah, but then Bandai backfired with not releasing the Yellow Zio Ranger at all.
Yeah.
It's like
bastards.
Yeah, it's like fucking come on. I want a complete team.
Why would they ever?
I mean, maybe they're pulling like what they did with the Yellow Turbo Key, and they're waiting for the last wave.
Oh my!
Just why would they take an ensemble show and only release some of them? Like,
because if you buy a few of them, then you're guaranteed to come back for more. And then like if you keep waiting and looking in that around, then you might find more that you want to buy.
See, this is why they should with the Legacy line. Make each figure from a different show. Like, have one from SBD, one from Dino Thunder, one from Lost Galaxy. It's like, all of them have their own separate season.
The problem is, it's going to be reds from every season if they do that.
Yeah, they do all the reds first.
Shu Hibikase in our Discord chat is shouting at me, Hey, Shake! Cast Ranger should have a Psycho Ranger equivalent!
It does. It's called Savage Caster.
Oh.
It's called Night Lane.
The actual answer to that, you'll have to wait for the video game.
Or the manga.
We were making a joke about what Thespian should be called, and one of his ideas was Psycho Caster.
Also, Shu, you are right. I didn't say it right. His name's not the Destroyer. It's the Destroyer!
The Destroyer! Yeah, Psycho Rangers are cool.
And our last news story. Oddly,
weird colored Spider-Man.
SH Figuarts Gel Shocker.
The Gel Shocker Combat Man.
Ooh.
It literally looks like a miscolored Spider-Man.
Right?
Well, this is
No!
No! It's a miscolored Spider-Man if you join the X-Men.
No, you know who he is? Mm-hmm. It's Proto Night Rogue, because look at the bats on his helmet and his chest.
Sake. Oh my god.
For those that don't know, Shocker. Sorry.
Thanks for whipping liquids at me.
Sorry.
Liquid!
Shocker in the original Kamen Rider series ended up becoming Gel Shocker.
Wait, so they also upgraded to a gel-based substance?
Could they also be used in the Splash Driver?
And that, and then when they were defeated, they became Destron. So
that makes sense.
It's kind of funny because Decepticons in Japan are called Destrons.
Sword in that picture looks stupid, yet kind of cool.
Autobots are called Cybertrons.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking dumb.
To quote Bart Simpson, it's craptastic.
It's almost as dumb as these weapons he's carrying in this image.
It's 1972! What do you expect?
That sword looks, like, oddly cool. It's kind of dumb that I would
oddly
want
cool.
The sword's fine.
It looks like a giant sewing needle.
I feel sorry for his knees. Look at his knees.
he had to get his kneecaps removed.
Yeah, that's part of the modification surgery.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
You take your kneecaps.
But this one really looks like a Mexican wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh, God, don't bring that up again.
Need what? To remember. See.
I don't want to remember that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't want to know.
Remember the one episode where then said, like, oh, we're talking about the Shocker and how they look like Mexican wrestlers.
The show's over.
See?
Ichi and Extra.
So, yeah, the Mexican Shocker, dude.
So, the
instead of E, it was C.
The Sklash Combat Men will be releasing in June 2018. Tomashi Web exclusive for 5,400 yen. Fuck you!
How much is that?
That's like $60.
$70.
For
this piece of shit?
Hey, it's Gel Shocker.
They can slide on by.
You have to partially pay for his surgery to remove his kneecaps.
Comes with a free coupon for kneecap removal.
Oh my goodness. It just occurred to me what they're going to release next after Kamen Rider Nigo's renewal.
His kneecaps?
No.
No.
Shocker Riders. Renewal Shocker Riders.
Shocker Rider number 6!
The pink one.
Yeah. The pink one's the only one you need.
Both kneecap removed version.
Good night, everyone. $50
kneecap replacement.
Hey! Stop my bet!
He's already dead.
Yeah, this is Extra Extra, everybody. We'll see you on the podcast proper. Good night!
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.